He had discovered a very small crab who seemed to be carrying on his back the shell of a snail. The little crab was not only carrying it, but actually running away with it. "Now, I wonder what that crab is doing with that shell," muttered Danny to himself. "My, he must be strong to carry that around on his back. It covers him so that I can only see his legs. I'd like to see just what he looks like without that shell on his back. I believe I'll just knock it off." So Danny scampered after the funny little crab with a shell on his back. Like all the rest of the crab family, this one ran sideways. Danny was just about to knock that shell off, or at least try to, when the crab disappeared so suddenly that it was nothing short of mysterious. One instant, Danny saw those scuttling little legs beneath the shell, and the next instant, that shell was lying on its side with no sign of a crab. "He must have a hole in the sand," thought Danny, "and has gone down in that, leaving the shell behind him." Danny reached out and poked the shell aside. There was no hole in the sand. You should have seen Danny's face. At first, he looked everywhere but at that shell. At last, he looked at this and discovered that it wasn't empty. Anyway, he couldn't see into it. He looked more closely. There were two claws right across the opening. Those two claws fitted in tightly, just like a door. Even then, Danny didn't understand. He sat down and stared. Perhaps it was because he sat still so long that Mr. Crab thought he had gone away. Anyway, suddenly those legs appeared once more, and away raced the shell. "Oh," exclaimed Danny, and started after it. When he was almost up with it, the legs disappeared again. Once more, the shell lay apparently deserted. As before, a door made of claws closed the opening. This time, Danny kept his eyes fixed on that door. After a while, it was pushed out. The legs followed, and away scuttled that crab with the shell on his back. Danny had seen enough now to know that the shell wasn't being carried on the crab's back the way he first thought it was. He knew now that the crab had simply backed into the shell and made a door of his big claws. He suspected that while he was running, the crab was still partly in the shell. Danny was right. He was watching Hermit, the hermit crab. But Danny couldn't understand it yet. He couldn't see how a crab with a hard shell could back into the narrow opening of a snail shell and then carry the shell around with him. "That," said Danny, "is the queerest performance I've ever seen. I certainly must get acquainted with that fellow." But this was more easily said than done. Hermit was bashful. Every time Danny came near, Hermit ran away. Then, when Danny ran after him, Hermit retired inside his shell and closed the door in Danny's face. Finally, Danny gave it up. Had Danny had a little more patience, he might have seen Hermit get a new house. The reason that Hermit carried that snail shell about with him was because he had no shell of his own. No, sir, he had no shell of his own. This funny little crab had a soft body, and had he not been protected in some way, he would long before have been gobbled up. Old Mother Nature having failed to give him a shell, he had remedied the latter's oversight by finding a shell for himself. Actually, he was better off than some of his crab cousins with shells of their own. You will remember that Danny had found out how other crabs grow by getting out of their old shells and hiding until new and better shells are formed. Hermit thinks he has improved on that plan. He doesn't have to wait hidden away for a shell to harden. He doesn't have to run any risk as the others do. He simply finds a new and bigger empty shell and takes possession. He was house hunting when Danny discovered it. After Danny finally left, Hermit peeked out cautiously. Then off he started in his usual hurry.